Yeah, imagine how much of scientific skill would you have to be employed in order to produce a potato in the laboratory. So at least that much of skill the creator put in creating that potato, right? So just by realizing the marvel of that potato, it's not just the laboratory, because the laboratory potato can be a very fine potato, but it wouldn't make a second potato.
Sure.
And this one is endless. It's just endless, the potential of how many generations of potatoes would come out of that potato. Now, here is the kavana which leads you to emunah. Here is the kavana which leads you to realize that there is a creator around. That's what emunah is.
So you need kavana to have emunah.
Huh?
You need kavana to have emunah.
Kavana is one of the ways to lead to emunah.
I always thought you had to have emunah to get kavana.
Huh?
I always thought you had to have emunah to get kavana.
It works both ways, maybe. Then we are coming to tefillah, to davening. I think I spoke about it not long ago here. What is the mitzvah of davening? As a matter of fact, there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to say Kriya Shema, and one is tefillah, prayer. Kriya Shema and prayer are two different things. They are put together in Siddur, but those are two different obligations, separate obligations. And Kriya Shema is an obligation to read twice a day three portions which are in Chumash. As a matter of fact, Shema we read 2 weeks ago, Parsha Bo Yizchanan, we read in Parsha Bo Yizchanan, Voyim Shemoya, we read this Shabbos. Huh? And this is an obligation for saying twice a day. The text is divine. And then there is a third portion, which we read a few weeks ago. That's the Parsha of Tzitzis, Vayomer. Right? This is in Parsha Shlachlo. Has no divine texts. It has an obligation. The obligation is pray and ask Hashem to be good to you. You need something? Ask Him for it. The text is already composed. The text as we have was composed in Bavel during the first, right after the destruction of the first temple, before coming in, before building again. And among the people who were in that editing group was the Mordechai from the uncle of Esther, was also over there. Then there is Ezra, if you're familiar with that name. There have been a few prophets among them. Daniel was there. Malachi was there. They composed it. Except for one brocha of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a chain of brochas, right? Mm-hmm. It originally was 18 brachas. And the I recall Shemoneh Esrei, 18. But later, there was a prayer against the troubles which we had from the early fathers of the church. And that's the bracha of Olam Harshinim. So this is the only one which was much later. It would be about 500 or 600 years later. Now there is a question. Yeah?
Wasn't by the Antichrist the Gedolah was before?
Pardon?
The Rebbe saying that it happened before the Antichrist the Gedolah.
Before the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, the Rambam says that each and every person used to compose his own text for prayer.
But the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah was only...
The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah had edited one text, which became the national text.
But they had, the Rebbe saying that they had an Anshe Knesset HaGdolah in Babel. I thought that it was only in Eretz Yisrael. But it was only after they had returned over.
After they came back?
That's another incident.
I don't know. This
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, but there is a question. What text should we treat with more respect? The divine or the human? Shriya Shema is a divine text. Each and every word is from Sefer Torah, which is from HaKadosh Baruch. The text of Shemoneh Esrei is composed by humans, Greek men, very Greek, but humans. So which text should we treat with more respect?
Well, one would think we treat the divine text with more respect, but we don't do that.
That's a question. Why?
Yeah.
The Shemoneh Esrei was staying straight. How we can't move. When you say Shema, you can sit, you can stand. That's the reason. Isn't that a good question?
That's a good question. Perhaps you can say that the reason is that when you use a divine text, you know the words are acceptable. When you use a human written text, it may not be as acceptable. Therefore, you've got your baby has got to be better.
You mean? Yeah, amazing security.
Yeah.
They're insecure. I don't think so. I think the reason is. The reason is when you say something, you address somebody. Whom do you address when you say Shema? And whom do you address when you say Shema Nezri?
Address Hashem with Shema, but address yourself with Shema.
Shema, you address to yourself. Shemoneh Esrei, you address Hashem. That answers, but let's understand what it is. What's the meaning I address myself? Tell you what it is. It's very simple. A soldier, it would be normal. If they have a set of regulations that you should ask a soldier, he should read them twice a day. In order, he should be constantly fresh and conscious of his regulations. Right? That's exactly what Shema is. Shema is just a list of regulations, a list of our obligations. And since a human being is forgetful, so the Torah says, repeat it yourself, read that list. Read it twice a day. So it means I address myself. I remind myself of my obligations, of my duties, right? I address myself. What's prayer? Prayer, that's very interesting. Prayer, it's an obligation that if we need something, we should ask Hashem for it. This is In some way, it is a correction to idol worship. You know that? What is Patanjali? If you want to understand what is Patanjali,
denial of Krishna, being there.
Huh?
Denial of Krishna, being there.
Yeah. But why? Why did he worship it? What? Yeah. What is it? And I'll tell you, I mentioned it once. It's very interesting. The Olympus has a collection of all kind of gods, right? But one fellow is missing over there, you know? A creator. My dear, how come? What's the meaning? You know an answer? I'll tell you what answer. I'll give you an illustration. Then you know. A fellow comes into a department store. He wants to buy a camel. He goes over to the camel department and he finds really a camel which he likes. It's a marvel. How much is it? $1,500. He would like to have the camel, but $1,500 is a little too much. What can you do? One way you can do it, you call over the clerk on the side and say, could you steal the camel from me? I'll give you $100. Now, this fellow doesn't look for the bush. He looks only for those clerks whom he can bribe, right? Mm-hmm. Now, people have imagined that there are certain powers we can deliver something, can deliver goods. Venice will give you luck and love. And Mars will give you luck and invoke. And so on, a number of fellows, each one has a counter. You can bribe him and I'll deliver the goods. Who is the boss? Yeah. You see that? So the boss is not there. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. This is what idol worship is. Idol worship, they are trying to get favors. So a Jew is told, if you need a favor, ask the boss. Go directly to the boss.
Okay, how can we go about doing that when we know that we don't deserve these favors?
Right, we'll come to it. That's a good question. But the idea is, if you need something, go directly to the boss. It's not only, but the motivation, the aim is also different. The aim of the pagan is to get the goods. The aim of me to ask for the boss is to keep on being conscious that the boss is around, that I am depending on him. Are you understand?
I think so.
We have been created so, the human being has been created that he has a lot of freedom. It says, a medrash, Mishilas Hashoyim, Path of the Just, that book, Balotzato, he quotes it in the first chapter. When Hashem created a human being, he took him around and he showed him his creation. And he says, look how beautiful and how perfect my creatures are. Now you are going to handle them. keep your mind straight. You shouldn't make mistakes and spoil my creation. Which is a fact. Right now, I can say it right now, but 2 days ago I spoke to somebody in New York. I spoke to somebody in Chicago. And they tell me they have a terrible heat over there. It seems that the climate is changing. Would you be surprised if somebody would tell you that nuclear explosions have brought about a change of climate? Would you be surprised? We can't realize. I remember years ago when they had one of the first explosions in the Nevada desert, and the farmers in Pennsylvania have been complaining that the cow's milk is becoming contaminated 3,000 miles away. We have a terrible mess today. Not only the climate, not only the weather. We have a terrible mess. People are, could you imagine the race of ammunition? How people are sharpening the swords. Everyone is sharpening his sword. It's not a safe world to live today. Is it? It must have been much better a couple of hundred years ago. You know that? As a matter of fact, I think the most troubles have started with the French Revolution. If you trace it back in history, you'll find it. And there's a good reason to. I don't want to go into it now, but a good reason. Yes?
But wars are not new. Having wars always in unsafe places, all time.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Before the French Revolution.
Yeah.
The arms might be different, but the people's intention.
Yeah. But the only difference is that how far could a bow and arrow go, and how far can go an attack? That's a difference. There have been wars have been localized, have been cornered. If there was a war in the Middle East, people in Australia didn't feel it. But today, the entire globe is involved. Who made it? Our inventions. Science did it. I still remember when somebody wanted to go from the United States to Eretz Israel, he had to spend some time on boats, right? And today they don't have the Concorde yet. If they would have the Concorde, it would take 4 hours from New York to Eretz Israel. Now we don't have the luxury of a Concorde, but in war. They will have it. They will have it much more than that. In war, they may reach, in hours, they may reach the entire globe. Now when they are talking about war of the stars, we need it. We made it. It is, I'll tell you, the only if we believe in providence we feel a little secure, you know that? Because it's so I don't know, it is so imaginable that somebody would make a mistake, one human error can explode the entire globe. And this is going on for the last 40 years. And old drunk boy didn't make the error yet. Somebody watches. If not for this, if not for having that, for realizing that somebody is watching, no security at all. Yes?
And do you see any solution to the current conflict between Arabs and Jews in Israel?
I'll tell you, I see the problem much more complicated. Why? I'll tell you why. The problems are the Jews. You know what happened this morning? There was a session in Knesset this morning. So, Peres came out blaming the Likud. It's because of you we have all those rights. The Likud answers, it's because of you we have those rights. Yeah. Who was a word fight? A non-clean word fight this morning in Knesset. That's a preparation for elections. So could you solve any problem when instead of concentrating on the problem, you concentrate on elections? And the way that people concentrate on elections is to bury the other fellow. That's all. So those who have to figure out to protect the country are concentrating on just throwing more than each other. Who cares about protecting? Here's the big trouble. We are the trouble. Tell you something else. We read this Shabbos. Eretz asher loy b'mishkenu stoichal b'lecha. A country where your bread you will eat, not in poverty. You know the situation, economic situation in that country? Do you know about failures, one after another, bankruptcies, one after another? You know about that? I know about it, you're familiar. All the biggest business in the country, they're all failing right now. Huh? And they're all going over to receiverships. And the average person, if he is lucky enough to be able to make ends meet, but he has to marry off a child, he has either to steal or go outside of the country and collect. You know that? I'm not talking about people sitting in the smothers, I'm talking about people who have businesses. Yeah. I'm feeling in this country, I'm feeling like the fellow who brings into the kitchen everything, but the cook is a lousy cook and messes up. There is minerals in that country. But there's minerals in that country. As a matter of fact, something this week, they discovered some gold someplace. We don't know yet whether it's commercial or not, but we discovered it this week. So just telling you when you're talking about the problem is that we don't know what we don't handle that problem. Huh? Yeah. There's a problem.
That's been my feeling.
Pardon?
That's also been my feeling.
That's your feeling too.
The real solution is for tshuva, basically.
I'll tell you. The real solution is tshuva, then the boss will take care of it, Yeah, I mentioned some time ago that the entire international situation, as a Jew, as I look at it, I look at it as a puppet show, where the puppets, you think that the puppets are performing. Somebody behind them makes them dance. The bus is someplace. All right, let's go back to. So, prayer is an obligation. You need something, go to the bus.
But when you ask for what reason? If you not, if you don't deserve it, why should you get it?
Welcome. That's a question. How do we dare asking?
Right.
That's another question. But it's an obligation to ask. And the obligation to ask is not only in order we should get the response, in order that we should hammer into our minds that we are depending upon it. There is private, and we need it. I need it in order to survive. I need to trust Providence. Because if not, don't look so good at all. So, this is what Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is there is a difference of opinion between the Rambam and Ramban. Maimonides Nachman. To pray three times a day is definitely rabbinical. But the Rambam says, Minaturo, the original, is that a person should pray daily, at least once a day. Then it was later by the rabbis, for three times a day. The Ramban, Nachmanides says, even once a day is not an original obligation. But the original obligation is, when you are in trouble, ask the bus. When you feel that you are in trouble, ask him. So, I would imagine that according to Ramban, Tfilas HaDerech, you know what Tfilas HaDerech? When you are on the road, there's a little bracha to pray for safety. I think according to Ramban, this is an original obligation. Because you expose yourself to a certain danger when you're on the road. Huh? Mm-hmm. And you ask for protection. So ask the boss. Go to the boss, ask him. But according to the Rambam, it's an obligation, a daily obligation, to ask. Now, what to ask? We have the categories in the Shemoneh Esrei, there are 12. With the addition of the later addition of one, we have 30. But what is interesting, we never pray for ourselves alone. Grant us, we don't say grant me, grant us. This is also, the theory wants that, this is educational. I'll tell you, there's a story with Rav Mendelovitz. I don't know when you heard his name. His yahrzeit is coming up next week. Rav Mendelovitz, Zichrono Livracha, in America. I think he is the father of Torah in America. He was running a yeshiva Torah with us in Brooklyn. But he was a great teacher, great teacher. He is the one who, I don't know whether you know about that organization, Torah Mesoret as an organization, which has organized, now there are 500 disciples in the United States. He is the one who established Torah Mesoret. But as that story, I read it in Jewish Observer, and it's him, I remember. He is teaching a class, and every chair, every seat is occupied. Two boys are coming in, there's no place to sit. So they go out, they fetch chairs, and each one comes in with a chair and sits down. And he looks up and he yells at them, Schleppers. You know what the Schleppers? Mm-hmm. If each one of you would have brought a chair for the other fellow, it would have been a human action. Which one slept from Savia just slept?
No.
You understand?
Yeah, yes.
And which is so true. I haven't seen an animal, except a parent, an animal, should do, bring food to another animal. Parent, yes. You see birds who feed their little ones, they bring them. But to have a feeling for an animal attends to himself, not more.
There was an animal.
Huh?
There was a story just recently in the newspaper.
Yes.
Looking after a little dog, but it wasn't the dog itself. I don't remember what kind of animal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is right, you're right. I'll tell you what it is. It's developing a motherly feeling. It's an adaptation. Huh?
Yeah.
And animals can develop adaptation.
But
yes. Pardon?
Ants, they work together as a community.
That's a community, that's it. That's an organization. Yeah, but do they, huh?
It's older female gorilla.
Yeah, there.
How many baby gorillas, and she takes care of this kitten.
Yeah, that's adaptation.
Yeah, right, like you said, right.
That's adaptation.
Right. And the other thing is the group.
Yeah. But really, to feed myself is animal life. Any animal can do it. To bring food for you, that's human.
How about the case of animals that groom each other?
Pardon?
The case of animals that groom each other. See, one monkey pecking termites off another monkey, or lice off other monkeys.
Right.
Not always.
Right, you're right. But I'm still saying, that's characteristic. There are some animals, a monkey has something close to a human being. Yeah, the characteristic of an animal is this. So, when you ask the boss, you don't ask for yourself alone. Say, please grant us. It's always in plural. The prayer is in plural. But the very first thing that we are asking is for a healthy mind. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the first three, we call it benedictions. I know the word benediction is comes from the church, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. And it smells. It has a church odor. Yeah. But what it is, there is a certain form which we call a brocha. And the form is a paragraph which addresses Hashem and also in closing we mention the name of Hashem. You know that? But if you have a chain of brachas, the closing of A is already an introduction to B. Are you familiar with this? Huh? Take Birchas Hamazon. You know what Birchas Hamazon? How do you start? Baruch Ato, right? And the first paragraph, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, but the beginning, the introduction, says Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We mentioned three things: Hashem, which is an abstract word, which has no translation. If it has a meaning, it's, you know, the letters is, there's a yud, there's a hey, there's a vav and not a hey. Those are the letters. Now, those letters can, you can combine them and you have three combinations. You can take the two hays and one yud in center. Then it will read Ahoyo. It was. Huh? You can take the two hays and a vav in between. Then it means Hoyve. It is. In a certain, not exact form, if you take, if really, if you would take two hays and two yuds, it would be yehiyeh, it would be future, will be. But the same is understood also by one yud, one vav, and two hays. So therefore, it means the one who was, who is, and who will be, the eternal being. That's the only, but it has no translation at all. It's a very abstract. Then comes the word Elohim. Elohim means already a master. Could be a master, could be a judge. Now a master has already a relation. So a man is alone in the room, he's mastering nobody, right? Therefore, he can be my master. He can be my father's master. He can be our master. That's why the word Elohim has all those forms. We say Elokeinu, our master, our boss. Huh? Elokei Avraham, one who had a special relation with our father Avraham. So then the bracha is started with Hashem. Elokeinu, we have a special relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Jewish people. Sure that the nail was coming straight to the wall, I don't know, with that instrument. And I'll waste a lot of energy. What was wrong? That instrument was not made for hitting a nail in the wall. I used it for something it wasn't meant. This is the general rule of everything. Everything, every tool which we have in our hands, everything that we handle was designed for a certain purpose. If it's used for that purpose, it turns out to be a blessing. If you divert it, it turns out to be a curse. And if you'll think and you'll analyze, you'll find that this is universal. That's the rule. The only thing is that a person is not smart enough to know for what things were designed. So we have regulations. If we found the regulations, fine. This is it. Coming back to prayer, I was talking about the brochas. So each and every paragraph of the prayer has the form of a brocha, which is a block. It's addressing Hashem by name. It's making a statement or asking something, and it's closing again with his name. The only thing is that if you have a chain of brachas, the second doesn't need to start because it's already following the Baruch before, then it starts with Baruch. Now the Shmoneh Esrei is so organized that the first three brachas, we don't ask anything. But we make statements. We make a statement first. Before your question, there is another question. Who are you? Who dare you to talk to the boss? How do you dare to talk to him? I say, Hashem, I don't deserve to talk to you. But ahead, I'm coming from a great source. And there was my Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all those, and you promised them that you will have a special relation to their children. I deserve nothing, but I'm a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the introduction. The second introduction is, I don't deserve that you should do anything for me, but you are doing so many favors. To introduce, and then we introduce the favors in the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the dependence. If you are doing favors, I can also ask something. That answers your question. Huh? And then I say, after asking you and after addressing you, I know that I can't stand near you. At the Kodesh I say, you are holy. After my introduction, those are three introductions. Then I start asking. I ask for a healthy mind.
Huh? I missed the leap from where you went to how I can ask for something.
Because I am making the second bracha, makes the statement that you are doing even if people didn't deserve. And then, out of this, and then we are asking for national needs. And the last to ask is, please, listen to our prayer. Shemiat Vila. And then there are three to close up. Now, the halacha is, that since it's hard for a person to control his thought, at least when you say the first bracha, know what you are saying. Try more, but that's the minimum. Now, did I answer your question before? Kavana and Emunah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think it goes together. Yeah. All right, I think we'll stop here.